Columbus.
Good evening, I'm Jacob Reimer. The hottest team in baseball is the Cleveland Guardians. They take a 6-game winning streak into Philadelphia as they start a series with the Phillies. Gavin Williams will start on the mound for the Guardians across Christopher Sanchez for the Phillies. First pitch is at 6:40. The Reds postponed their home game against St. Louis tonight and will play a split doubleheader tomorrow at 1:10. The start of Saturday's originally scheduled game for 7:15 remains unchanged. Cincinnati also today activated Eugenio Suarez from the 10-day injured list while placing Key Brian Hayes on the 10-day injured list. NBA playoffs tonight, game 3 of the Western Conference Finals with the Spurs hosting the Thunder. Tip-off is at 8:30. The series is even at one game apiece. The Cavs will host the Knicks in Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals tomorrow. Cleveland trails in the series 2-0. And NHL playoffs, the Golden Knights are at the Avalanche tonight. Vegas leads the series 1-0. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
No one got to stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh, grand record for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3.
This is the Buckeye Show.
Off and rolling here on a Friday. I am Brandon Beam hanging out with our guy, the Murph Dog, Patrick Murphy. We got Reimer behind the glass. Murph, happy Friday to you, my friend. What's going on? Great to talk to you, buddy. Missed you last week at the bachelor party.
Yeah, the post-wedding bachelor party.
Innovative.
The common post-wedding bachelor party.
Yeah,
I had to have surgery earlier in the spring, so we had to push that back. And yeah, it was a good time.
Good. I'm glad you had a good time. Justin and I were talking about how you were going on the post-wedding bachelor party, and he said, I'm gonna book one of those for me now.
I told my buddies, who almost everyone there was married, like, why don't you all see if you can, the wife let you come, so why don't you see if you can schedule one of your own?
Yeah, especially too, I feel like, I mean, you know, people get their vows renewed on certain anniversaries, 10-year, 20-year, whatever it is. You know, like, if you get your vows renewed, I feel like you have another opportunity to go on a bachelor or bachelorette party for yourself.
I just told one of my friends, like, get divorced. You can remarry your same wife and we'll do a bachelor party before that second wedding.
And I think the vow renewal seems maybe a little bit easier and less paperwork.
Sure.
But you could also go that route.
Yeah.
That was also like Adam King saying, well, paternity leave was so long. You could just have endless kids. I'm like, well, you could, but I don't know if that's exactly how that works either.
Yeah, I also think your wife would have something to say about
that. Yes, she would probably have a lot of things to say about that. Great to have you in the saddle here tonight, Patrick, on this Memorial Day Friday for us. Got a full 2 hours tonight. It's a great show. Pat, coming up in our next segment, we'll talk about your big Buckeye thoughts as Ohio State transitions. Of course, out of spring ball, been out of that for a little bit. Now, guys getting out, guys coming back to the Woody, what this busy month of June looks like for them. So we'll do that around 6:17. And then you sent this to me earlier today. Now, I had seen this tweet from a couple of days ago. Deshaun Thomas tweeted, like, I'm committed back to Ohio State, right? Like, I'm coming back. I'm recommitting because of everything that was going on with Will Wade and LSU earlier in the week. Just bringing guys who have been in the G League for a year.
RJ Lewis Jr.
RJ Lewis, who was also traded from the Jazz to the Celtics, or Celtics to the Jazz. I'm not sure which ones.
After 16 seasons is how he begins it.
Yes, which is terrific. So that tweet, you texted me that. You're like, hey, we could talk about this, but we could frame it in a way. Like, if you had to pick one former Buckeye to come back and play on this year's Ohio State team, who would it be? So we'll do that at 6:30. And then you said, and I know we're going to get totally off the rails, you're like, if you could also pick one past football player to bring back. So the show will go off the rails coming up here at 6:30. We may or may not get into the On3 top 100. And then at 7:30 here this evening, Stefan Kreischnick, Cleveland.com. He's going to join the program. We'll talk some Buckeyes with him. Pat, how's the week been? Everything been all good? Were you as surprised as we were that Big Ten spring meetings were going on? And I just feel like that came out of nowhere. We know that the SEC spring meetings is something that they pump.
Yes.
And I was reading that, I think it was on Monday, like articles by Pete Thamel. I'm like, oh, these are going on. This is pretty cool. I feel like we got a lot of news, including the biggest news of the week was like the total PR tactic of having everybody talk about a 2014 playoff and how it was a great thing for college football.
Yes, they all lied because it's not.
Yeah.
But yeah, the SEC and the Big Ten spring meetings are very different. I believe the SEC ones, like you can just go cover it like Big Ten Media Days or SEC Media Days. I was actually talking with Dave Biddle about this the other day. I don't think that you can do that. Like, I think they let in some national guys, and you know, that's how like the Docterman story got out and stuff. But I don't think like I could just go cover this if I wanted to. It's also at like a super nice hotel,
the Tirania, in somewhere.
It looks like where they put us up.
How to pronounce?
Yeah, it looks like where they put us up in Phoenix for the Fiesta Bowl, and that's a place that I could never afford.
I mean, it was right on the coast of the Pacific Ocean. Yeah, like this place looked unbelievable. Yeah.
It looks way better than wherever they have SEC Media Days. I'm gonna.
That's in Destin.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well. I guess it's okay to have it on the Pacific Coast since you have teams on the Pacific Coast now, but it does still seem a little weird that you're not just doing it somewhere in the Midwest, but, you know, whatever.
Hey, it's not just a Midwest league anymore,
it's
Pat.
Not,
all right?
It's not.
It's got coast-to-coast reach. It's America's league.
Yeah.
How dare you forget that?
But we have an American conference, by
yes,
the way.
We do, but it's not America's league. Oh, okay. Those are two totally different tracks of minds. What's your whole thoughts about this 2014 playoff that's being floated out there? I think I could tell by your response that it's not the best thing for college football and you don't like it. We've pretty much talked about it all week, have been entertaining, you know, some of these quotes from Big Ten coaches and how it's a good thing. And I don't know, man. I think just the college football fan in me, in you, and Reimer, I think in everyone out there listening, watching, like the regular season is so valuable in college football that I think that's the thing that I would be most scared to lose if they go down this rabbit hole of opening up the field to 24 teams.
Yeah, like, look, once we get there, and I think we're going to get there, I'm sure it'll be fun. Like, okay, more playoff games and things like that, and there'll be games at the end of the season where teams are fighting to get in. But college football, like you were saying, the regular season is one of the best in American sports. You know, you and I are both big European soccer fans, like, I think that's the truest way to determine a champion. Everybody plays everybody. And
home
and
away.
Yeah, you get the best teams. Mm-hmm. You get the best team at the end of the year. You can't do that in college football. There's too many teams. But what you had was pretty close. You had, you know, you, especially with like the four-team playoff. Because on any given year, how many teams are really bona fide national champions?
I think on the most, any given year, at any point in time in college football history, depending year by year, I think the most that you can argue is 7 or 8.
Okay.
I think that's realistically as many as can win a national championship.
Yeah. Like, really, no question, best team in the
I think there's some years where it's 2.
Yeah, right.
Or 3.
I do think it changes. So why go beyond 12 then? Is just my question. Like, I think, again, I didn't love going to 12, and like I've accepted, and that's been fine for 2 years. Mm-hmm. But I do think
I liked it this year better. Not I didn't like the result as well as I did for the first year, but the way that they tinkered with the way the process works, and everybody's just going to be seated how they're ranked, it wasn't as confusing, and I thought it did lend you to a little bit better of a product, Pat.
Sure.
When you got kind of deeper into the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And I just, we're seeing it everywhere, right? More. The March Madness is going to increase. You know, NFL, more games, like all that. The NBA and NHL won't decrease. It's all about money is ultimately where we stand. And so if they can get more games that people think matter more, they're going to do it. But yeah, I don't love the idea. I think we have a good thing going right now. I think we should at least give it some time. You know, the four-team playoff was, what, 10 years?
Yes.
Like, that's enough time to be like, okay, maybe we should expand this out to a few more teams.
Maybe
here.
We should go to 8.
No, be crazy.
Let's go to 12.
4 more. So I think we're gonna get it. It sounds like that's the direction it's going. Like,
I don't know, man. I mean, Greg Sankey is pretty hell bent on it. Hey, if we don't come to an agreement, then it's just gonna stay at 12. Because I do inherently think, like, if you do, like, I guess the neutral ground right now between the SEC and the Big Ten, like, it would. Greg Sankey wants to get it to 16, I think, if any expansion, right? Like, he doesn't want to go to a 24-team college football playoff. I mean, they have until 2031 to figure this out. That's when the grant of rights and ESPN deal, like, all goes away.
Well, and that's the biggest thing, I think, is the ESPN side of it.
Yeah.
Because they lose exclusivity if it goes past 16.
They don't have to.
Well,
they can pay the money to get the other games on.
But they've got this all already set. Hey, we've got it. Even when they play it on TNT or whatever, that's still ESPN.
Our network.
Yeah. And so that to me, and who broadcasts SEC games?
Mm-hmm.
ESPN.
Yes.
So I think that not to say that Greg Sankey doesn't like it on his own, but I do think that the, you know, ESPN doesn't want Fox playing college football playoff games.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. But yeah, my whole point was that, like, even as much as we, you know, maybe talk about the SEC and being whiny and complainy, and of course we did that last night with Lane Kiffin talking about the differences between Big Ten stadiums and SEC stadiums. And Greg Sankey's got a great point. Like, if he wants to drag our feet and not come to a conclusion to 2031, I would be fine with it. That's okay by me. Yeah. We can have this conversation every offseason. Oh, it's clock's ticking. Clock's ticking. Oh, okay, we didn't come to an agreement. We're staying at 12. It's fine. It's good the way that it is now.
And 2031, I mean, it sounds, you know, it's a different decade, so it sounds further away, but we're not that far from that. It's only five seasons.
That's
right?
Only one World Cup cycle right away. Morocco, Portugal, true. And Spain. They're hosting it the next time.
Except the first game's in, like, Ecuador or something.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's the 100th anniversary. Right. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who knows?
Well, and the one thing, too, with the expanded playoff, I was actually talking about this with our friend Adam the other night, because he and his buddies have an online dynasty where they all started in the video game with you know, smaller teams, and they've built them all up.
Is it the new game?
Yes, right. Yes. And I forget which team he is, but he won the national championship at 10-3, and this is the 12-team playoff. Mm-hmm. So him and I were talking about, like, that's going to be, if you go to 24, somebody's going to win. Teams will win at 10-3.
Yeah, of course.
With the regular season. So, you know, is that the best champion? Probably not. That's a team that, like, was healthy and hot at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And hot's not something we talk about in football, right? Like, that, it's just
unless
not,
you're Lane Kiffin.
Well,
then we talk about a lot of different things.
Well, sure. But that's a whole different animal.
Pat, we'll get to your biggest Buckeye thoughts as they transition from the offseason into their summer workouts, into a big recruiting month. We'll get your thoughts on that coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show.
In Columbus, Town Properties just clinched the title of the largest residential property manager in Columbus, thanks to the Columbus Business Journal. With pride, we oversee 25,000-plus households in the Columbus metro area, ensuring fantastic places to call home. Whether you're on the hunt for an exceptional living space, a top-notch association management company, or a property manager for your multifamily portfolio, visit our website at town-properties.com and let us elevate your living experience. Town Properties, always managing great places to live.
Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James. While cancer hides, we hunt as a team like no other, giving patients access to the most advanced treatment options and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, "you have cancer," you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James. At Ohio State.
Hosting a passionate crew of Buckeye fans? Revamp your rec room for an epic watch party with power reclining sofas, massaging recliners, entertainment centers, and coffee tables from Bob's. They even have sofas with drop-down tables for snacks and bevs. Shop in-store or online to score big on an incredible game day setup at Bob's Everyday Low Prices. Bob's Discount Furniture, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Modern Office Methods, your authorized Ricoh dealer, can help your business optimize your print production with a competitive advantage. Our digital printing options will expand the type of paper and substrates from what your business can print on today. Add variable data capability, which allows for personalization of catalogs and mailers, and the ability for short-run label printing, which allows your business to print high volumes of custom labels quickly and on demand. Want to learn more? Start with a print assessment at momnet.com. Why risk it? You can count on Mom.
The Fan has a secret radio station. It's called The Fan 2. You can listen to the Bob and Tom Show, Jim Rome, and Buckeye stuff. Why do they pay me big money to whisper? The Fan 2 is on The Fan's HD2 channel and streaming on The Fan app. You're welcome.
Buckeye fans, this is for you. Level up with the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. You'll receive all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Ohio State sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off select gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeyes MVP membership for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to upgrade or join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
The moderate to heavy rain is likely overnight into Saturday morning across central Ohio. Then on Saturday, we'll watch for an 80% chance of additional rain, even a couple of thunderstorms in the afternoon. On Saturday, high temperatures in the middle 70s. Now, Sunday's a little bit drier. We'll start out with some sunshine early, then watch for a 40% chance of afternoon rain or a thunderstorm, high temperatures near 80. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
Someone out there probably thinks we spend too much time talking about the Buckeyes. Please tell someone that they're stupid. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
We'll let you know. Got hockey heating up. Hoops going on. Best place to catch every rivalry. Every nail biter. Twin Peaks, your ultimate sports lodge. Fuel your watch party with scratch-made favorites. Legendary wings. 29-degree draft beer that stays colder than the rinkside chill. Wall-to-wall TVs, you're locked into the action. From tip-off, final buzzer, bring your crew, rep your team, make every game day a win. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. Pat, it's been a while since we've had the opportunity to chat. I feel like a lot has been going on in Buckeye land. What's kind of burning in your brain the most right now about this version of the 2026 Ohio State Buckeyes?
This is a little weird. I've been thinking about this the last couple days. Like, what do we know about the defensive line? Because I think that's going to be key. Like, I think Kenyatta Jackson can take his game to another level.
Mm-hmm.
I think Edric Houston in his third year will be a solid replacement for a guy like Caden McDonald. I like the transfer guys, but like, there's a lot of questions on that defensive line. And while I, again, think that there's answers there, like, I don't know if we got them during spring entirely, and it's hard because, especially with the offensive line banged up the way it was, like, it's hard to make any sweeping judgments. But, like, that could be, I know we've talked a lot about the offensive line, and especially because of the way they played, but you lose a guy like Caden Curry, who was your sack leader, and I know Kenyatta was sort of held back early in the year, so maybe his stats look different, and maybe I'm not having these thoughts.
There were a few games last year. I feel like Caden Curry and Kenyatta Jackson, they kind of alternated. Mm-hmm. Where, I mean, there were a couple of games, and I'd have to go back and, look at which games that they were, that Kenyatta Jackson was the best defensive player on Ohio State and, like, took over football games. Again, I don't remember exactly who they were against.
Well, the Indiana game, I mean, if he doesn't get held 26 times.
Well, I mean.
And it's not called.
Nobody, if Ohio State's defense doesn't get held every game.
That's true.
It's a lot different of a story.
Yeah, but you need somebody opposite him. Say he can be your. I don't want to put Chase Young expectations on him, but like,
do it. Wade into the water.
You still need that interior to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I really like Edric Houston, but like we saw last year,
Caden McDonald's gonna be tough to replace.
Yeah, no doubt. And Quay Rousseau, he's transitioning sort of from that hybrid position he played at Alabama. Now he's played defensive end before. So I don't know. That's just kind of been in. I was driving a couple days ago, and I don't know what. I must have heard something on, listening to the fan or whatnot about defensive line. And I just started thinking this to myself. This is what happens when you're in, I don't know if you do it, but like when I'm thinking about like writing things and whatnot, it's like anytime like something pops up, it just like circles around in my head. And recently it's just been, this defensive line has some questions to answer. And that's not a bad thing. Like they can answer them.
Yeah, we were also having the same conversation last year.
Mm-hmm.
We were having this conversation way more last year about the defensive line.
Sure.
Like that was the number one thing, I think, going into last season that was maybe wading into the most unknown water. So I think, at least from my perspective, Pat, like Larry Johnson's very good at his job. Matt Patricia is very good at his job. It does seem like the communication now between defensive coordinator and defensive line coach, everyone is on the same page. The defensive coordinator is getting what he wants out of the defensive line, and that they're a little bit more connected. And I think if you play as a whole, like, we had the chance to talk to James Laurinaitis last night, and, he's pretty high on his group. obviously. You got Peyton Pierce back there, adding Christian Allegro, you know, all these different guys for Ohio State in the linebacker room. So I feel like if the linebackers play up to their standard, then okay, that maybe gives you a little more wiggle room on breaking in this defensive line as you get into the season. Now, the good news is you don't have to play Texas right away immediately out of the gates. They don't short follow after that. Of course, it's the second week of the year where you have to go down to Austin and tussle with the Longhorns. So it's not, you do have a little bit of time to get yourselves right in that Ball State game before you have to make that trip, though.
Yeah, I do like the way this sets up better. I mean, it was fun to have that Texas game out of the gates. And
oh, it's great.
I love the first weekend of college football and think there should be games like that. You know, you don't want everybody playing a Ball State, right? But I'd prefer it to probably not be Ohio State. I just think I'd rather have that game or two games, depending on how it works out. Like, I always think about, even though it didn't go well, the USC game when they played out at USC.
Yeah.
You played two games. Now that Youngstown State game, Beanie Wells gets hurt, and that kind of ruins your plans. But you had two games to sort of see what it was going to be like. Remember, that was Todd Beckman and Terrell Pryor, and they didn't figure out that Terrell Pryor was the guy until middle of the USC game. But I do like that kind of setup better than, hey, week one, we're going out and, you know, you're gonna have to figure it out against one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah, so I mean, I do think it'll be, it's a fascinating point to look at the defensive line. Of course, right? I mean, you got different guys, and I do think, like, replacing, I think it might be, it's harder to replace a guy like Caden Curry than it, or Caden McDonald than it is Caden Curry. And that's no shot to Caden Curry. He's terrific with Ohio State.
One was a second round pick. One was what? Late the third day.
Yeah, but I'm just
saying. And that's no slight. That's just, they're different.
Yeah, but also, like, look at Caden McDonald's body. Like, yeah, look at just what he can do to a defense by just existing. You know, like, just by him getting up on the line of scrimmage, he alters some game plans. And so, like, replacing that kind of D lineman, that specific kind of just line eater, like offensive line eater, like, you know, run lane eater, I think is going to be more of a difficult task than I'm worried about getting the edge rushers ready to go and pressuring the quarterback.
Yeah, I think the interior, when you know you don't have that guy, it's concern, or you can't say for sure that you do have that.
You don't have Cade McDonald. Right. That is a fact.
Right. So, and we've had this conversation for a while about Ohio State on and off different off seasons because they haven't, that was one thing for a while with Larry Johnson was like, he can get the defensive ends and he can get some solid guys, but like that guy you're describing, that big bodied guy was something they were lacking. And then they've been able to get it.
Yeah. They kind of transitioned away from that. And then they've kind of been able to get back into that mix.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I think it's going to have to be multiple guys stepping up to replace him unless one guy just really emerges. But none of these guys really have that body type that you're talking about that Caden McDonald
not
did.
A lot of people do.
No. And that's why these guys make a lot of money in the NFL and are really hard to find in college. And, you know, when you have them, it makes your defense better.
How excited are you for the month of June? I know that, you know, we talked to Berm, we talked to Mick Walker. All the recruiting guys get excited, Pat, because you've got official visit season that starts. And like those coaches and even James last night was like, yep, we have no time off. Like, none. We're in the facility every day. We're doing OVs, like all kinds of different stuff. Like, players are now getting back into the facility. They're in workout mode. They're in on-field kind of by themselves mode. I know that the coaches aren't technically allowed to be with them, I don't think. Even though the NCAA rules have changed, they obviously don't have like practices that they're going to. They're still doing workouts. What are you most looking forward to in the month of June as we get ready to have a Memorial Day weekend? And then I feel like from there on out, you know, it's a different phase of the college football calendar for these guys.
Yeah, it definitely is. The recruiting camps each June are always interesting because you get to be over at the facility. The coaches are out there. Some of the players will pop by. Some of the players work the camps. Mm-hmm. And so it's always good. Like, there's always one guy that's either around the facility. It's like, oh, he looks different since the spring. Like, and so it's always good to just like be around the facility. But
Arvel Reese grew a foot.
Yeah, right. Guys like that. But then you also get to see the potential future, at least, of Ohio State. And it's fun, to see these kids that I've read their names and heard guys like Mick and other recruiting, Berm and other recruiting guys talk about. And then you see them, you get to interview them, interact with them. You get to see them interact with the coaches.
That's your favorite part of the job.
Yeah.
Recruiting.
Yes, I love
recruiting.
I
love expert recruiting. Pat Murphy.
I am just there to help. In the past, it was Bill Kerlick. This year, it'll be Garrick Hodge. Unfortunately for Garrick, though, this summer's the World Cup, and Patrick will not be as available as he normally is. But I will still do my best.
Garrick, it also lands on the time that the United States is hosting the World Cup.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if the. I mean, it matters because I'll actually be out of town.
Yes,
but I would still be. You know where I'd be.
Yeah, I know where you'd be.
But the no,
I know where to find you in the month of June.
Yes.
Let's just say that.
And most nights, frankly.
Yeah, true.
But the fact that you get to kind of see all of this, it's like. Maybe the future, the present, you get to be around the coaches. You know, there's a lot of kind of just relationship building and those things. And sometimes they find like a diamond in a rough type of guy. I can think of a few times at camps that like guy pops off that maybe wasn't on the radar and everyone's trying to scramble to be like, who is this kid? We gotta figure this out. Who is this kid? Usually everyone's talking to Berm because he knows everybody.
He puts in the legwork.
Yeah. And Mick's a good one too, because at least, especially if it's an Ohio kid, Mick's all over the state, seeing these kids. So
doesn't matter which sport either.
No, it does not. Yeah. But yeah, those camps are fun. So looking forward to what of those I will make, but it is a busy, you talk to these coaches, you see them at the end. And I remember the first year after COVID.
It looks more different. Guys coming out, emerging from spring ball to when you see them in the summer, or coaches from the very beginning of OV season to the end, which is a month.
Coaches.
Yeah. for the worst.
The worst one for them was, and really all of us, was the first time they let the camps happen again after COVID because they did a bunch of, you were allowed to do more. And so it was like
make up for lost time.
4 days a week for three straight weeks. They were hosting camps or something along those lines. And so we were there a lot. It was a lot of standing in the sun. Like, I remember talking to one of the coaches afterwards and he was like, this was the worst month of my life. And I was just like, yeah, I mean,
and it's not an easy profession. I'm guessing there's some pretty hard months.
No, because you're out, you're there early because you have guys visiting. You're out at the camps all day. Then you're talking to guys afterwards. Mm-hmm. Like, you're trying to build these relationships. It's like you're doing four different recruiting things all in one day that usually you can spread out.
A Buckeye legend has recommitted to Ohio State. If only we could bring him back for real. And coming up in 2 minutes, we will. It's the Buckeye Show.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, getting ahead in this world is not as complicated as it might seem. Having the early guidance and counsel of your community banker, one who knows you and your family story, can make a great deal of difference. Relationships matter. Bank on community banking. I'm Scott McComb, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Ross Bjork, Senior Vice President and Eugene Smith, Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donato's, Kroger, The Ohio State University, Wexner Medical Center, Huntington, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in our great state through the Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag BuckeyesCare.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
We here at The Fan believe there's no such thing as too much Ohio State coverage. You're locked in to The Buckeye Show.
Hanging out with my guy Patrick Murphy tonight. Thanks everybody for joining us here on this holiday weekend. Memorial Day. Don't forget why we celebrate this holiday as well, why we observe this holiday. Got the CJ Cup going on at the Byron Nelson down in Dallas, TPC Craig Ranch, correct, Reimers? Where
yes, that's
playing.
Correct.
Some nutty scores today at the TPC Craig Ranch. So earlier today, you had Jordan Spieth and Sung J.M., who were paired together on the golf course. And Pat, you could just, your eyes can go cross here for a minute. I know you're not a big golf guy. Jordan Spieth shot a 62 today.
That's pretty good.
Shot a 62. Feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
Most normal rounds on the PGA Tour, you would be the lowest on the golf course.
He had six birdies in a row at one point.
The lowest on the golf course, you would probably be in the lead.
Yeah.
Like in any tournament.
Yeah.
All right. Like any tournament on the PGA Tour, you shoot a 62, probably feeling really good about yourself going into the weekend. Sung J.M., who was in his group today, shot a 61. Jordan Spieth wasn't even the best player in his group today. and his threesome. Sung J M and Jordan Spieth's best ball on the front nine at TPC Craig Ranch at the Byron Nelson in Dallas, Texas. Their best ball score was a 26.
It's outrageous.
With a par.
With a par.
With a par included in that.
They had a hole in one from Sungjae, and Sungjae went ace par eagle to finish his round today.
Absolutely nutty town. And that's not where it stops. You would think those two players, by far the best two on the golf course. Siwoo Kim just finished on the 18th hole. He's your leader by six shots.
Five.
Five shots. Yeah. It was six.
Yes, it was six.
He
sorry.
He gets to the 18th tee. He needs a par to shoot a 59. Be the 11th player in PGA Tour history to shoot a 59. Only one player to get to a 58. That was Jim Furyk back in Connecticut, I think. Back at the Travelers many years ago. Siwoo Kim's 200 yards out from the green on his second shot. Goes a little deep. Third shot, puts it on the putting surface. Would you call it a 15-footer?
Yeah.
12-footer?
Yeah, about that. Probably
something
more
like
15,
that. Yeah, 15-footer. Downhill, a little slider. Misses it. Shorties it.
Yep.
Doesn't hit the golf ball. Shoots a 60.
All right? And he's mad about that 60.
He is. Any other sane person in the world going into the weekend up five at a PGA Tour event would be pumped.
Yes.
Siwoo Kim, I don't know if I've ever seen anyone so mad that they've shot a 60 on a golf course than the shots that they're showing right now in the scorer's area. He is beside himself.
A chance at history, man.
Had a chance at history.
Left it short.
You know what? You can go out there and win, though. You could go out there and win this tournament. Then you would also be a part of history. So those are just crazy scores at the CJ Cup, the Byron Nelson down in Dallas here.
Pat, you awake?
This weekend.
Yeah, I'm just watching my guy Timmy and Zendaya here in Dune, part one.
Yeah, Duke of Arrakis.
There you go.
Duke of Madison Square Garden. He was also at the Knicks game.
He is at most night. Knicks games, but not with one of the Jenner sisters who he broke up with.
Kylie.
Yeah, there was we
had to split.
Yeah. There was some like curse of a Jenner sister or something. Oh. So everyone was excited.
He had to get out of it.
Yeah.
He's got to focus on the Knicks, man.
Yeah. Got to focus on Dune 3. I mean, we'll see if he keeps his people under
Timothy
control.
Chalamet, renowned crew fan, because he once wore a crew jacket at a press conference.
He should be the match igniter sometime.
He should be.
Also,
if he's ever in Columbus. Tim, if you're listening to us, come on by.
Also, known action watcher.
Known ball.
Yeah, there you go.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yes, and he did that nice. Have you seen the World Cup commercial he did?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is good. Yeah, it's good. I like it. Timothy Chalamet all over the place. He was not, unfortunately, able to hit Siwoo Kim's putt, though. He still shot a 60. Leads by five going into the weekend. You texted me this earlier today, and I thought it's a really fun exercise. You know, it's good. It's a Friday night, 6:30. Hopefully you're enjoying a beverage or two. Just having a good time, kicking off the weekend. So, Pat, Deshaun Thomas tweeted a graphic. You know, all these guys, when they commit, they tweet out.
It's a great graphic.
It's a terrific graphic. So he tweets out the graphic, and I don't have the tweet in front of me.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, read it. Read it for us.
Oh, never mind. I moved away from it. Go ahead and just summarize it.
All right. Anyways.
I had it pulled up. I must have closed the tab.
In the wake of the Will Wade situation this week in college basketball that took over everything in the college basketball world, bringing in guys who are former pros, bringing in 28-year-old guys to play college basketball.
Their roster competes with the Spurs starting lineup.
It does, and the Spurs are in the Western Conference Finals.
Age-wise, I mean.
In the NBA.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. There's no Wemby on that LSU team.
No, there's not. But I do know who LSU would do in this conversation, and it'd probably be Shaq. All right, so Deshaun Thomas, anyways, he tweets, he's like, I'm coming back, I'm committed to Ohio State, going to use my last year of eligibility. And you were like, if you could bring one person back from Ohio State history, and I want to preface this by saying you cannot go forward. Like, you can't time travel. All right. You can't put, this is just going to be a random example. Like, you can't put Dwayne Washington on Aaron Kraft's teams. All right. Because Dwayne Washington, for his Buckeye self, hasn't existed.
We're just talking this year, right?
Yeah.
Bring one person to play on this year's Buckeye team.
Yes. But if you could bring one player back, and then we had this conversation, Reimer, for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Before the show. We did this. This is all we have done.
You did the show before the show.
Yes, that's all we did this afternoon. Paul Keels was giving us answers.
Oh, it was great.
What did Paul say?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Don't worry. We'll get to what Paul had to say.
You just had a list of the whole fans.
It spidered into so many different directions. All right. But anyways, for hypothetical purposes, we'll keep it to this right now. And I'm sure it will go a million different places as we ebb and flow through this conversation. If you had to bring one former Ohio State player back to compete on this year's Buckeye basketball team, who would it be?
Let me ask you this real quick. Do they have to have eligibility or
no.
We're just throwing that out?
No, because okay. Like, I think now in hypothetical reasons, if you're going to the 5-for-5, 5-and-5,
yeah.
Then all these guys have eligibility.
Okay. All right.
So that's where
Deshaun
I'm going.
Has 1 year, technically. He only played 3 years Ohio State. All right. I'm going to go with Jerry Lucas.
Okay.
Man whose statue was recently built outside of the shot. I don't know if there's anything that Jerry Lucas couldn't do on a basketball court. Like, I think of guys in that period, not a lot of them could play in today's game. I think Jerry Lucas could adapt. And he could do, I mean, A, he could do well on any team. But, like, fitting him into this roster, I think, would be a fairly seamless process because of, it's like LeBron. Like, you ask LeBron to do anything, and he became the Lakers' number three player for, like, mm-hmm. 6 weeks this year because that was what was best for the team. I think Jerry Lucas would be able to do that. Plus, he can score, rebound, assists, like, all of that stuff.
So, there was a consensus answer among the office today. If you're bringing one former Ohio State basketball player back to play on this current iteration of the Ohio State basketball team, who would it be? Reimer, who was everyone's answer in the office?
That would be Greg Oden.
That would be Greg Oden.
So that was my number two.
Everyone, we asked this question, every single person, without a millisecond of hesitation, said Greg Oden.
Well, so here was I'm getting ready and thinking about this, and my one concern is, and maybe this shouldn't apply, but we know Greg Oden's injury history.
No, he's fully out. Full bill health.
The 1 year that you saw of him.
He was hurt to start that year. He missed the first 10 games.
And he had the wrist injury, right?
Had to shoot free throws left-handed.
And he's good
and
at
he
it.
Did at yep. it. Yeah. No, I did think of Greg Oden because the complaint almost every year, really since, you know, towards the middle of the Thad era, is that they don't have a big man.
Yeah, since right? Jared Sullinger.
Yeah, I mean, they had a couple after that, but yeah, that was the last big one. The other guy I thought about was, and like for this team, was an Aaron Kraft.
You could put Aaron Kraft on any team.
Yeah, but like think about him running like with Mobley and Anthony Thompson and, you know, those guys shooting like
Amari Bynum.
Yeah, and do you have that elite defensive guard on this team?
No.
I don't think so.
Would you need it with Mike Conley, though?
Yeah, I like Mike. I just think Aaron fits.
I think Mike Conley on this version of Ohio State's team with Juni with him in the backcourt and with Anthony Thompson and Amari Bynum, like, you don't know where that ball's going, and that's a scary thought.
Are you getting, like, sophomore year Mike Conley?
You get the best version of any of these guys we name.
The best version of them in college?
Yeah.
Okay, so not Conley in the pros. Not what he's done in the NBA.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Because, like, for some of that year, I mean, it was the tournament run that made Mike Conley.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, he continued to do that, and he's still playing. But, like, for a lot of that year, he was the sidekick guy to Greg Oden.
Well, a lot of people would have been.
Sure. But, like, I mean, he took over in the tournament. Like, that was always there, I guess.
I said, even if you put Greg Oden, doesn't matter, this year, last year, like, look at Michigan, for example. How did Michigan win games? Michigan was bigger than everybody else this year, and they rebounded, and they were able to just gobble up second chances, and they, you know, obviously extremely athletic as well. But my quote to Reimer earlier was like, all right, Adai Mara killed Ohio State this year. Mm-hmm. Greg Oden would have turned Adai Mara into dust. Like, it would not have been a fair fight. So, like, if there's one guy to bring back, it was that. Interestingly enough, the only person that did not say Greg Oden was actually Big Daddy Paul Keels.
Okay.
He said he would have brought back...
This was for, this past year's
This past
team.
Year, not for this year, going into this year's team. He said for last year's team. Paul Keels said, I would bring back David Leidy. David Leidy would have been his guy. He goes, David Leidy, even if the team was down 15 points. Guys were going through rough shooting stretches. David Leidy always had that leadership about him. He could make a big shot, and he could like drive to the rack, get a foul, and then all of a sudden this this momentum, this tidal wave of momentum always seemed to follow him. He's like, that for last year's team would have been the perfect player to have. I'm like, I can't disagree with you, Paul, because you are correct in your assessment in this hypothetical situation.
Yes. Also, you're Paul.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you.
I mean, look, most players from the Thad era, I think you could make an argument for, right? At least like until it sort of went off the rails there at the end. But, you know, DeSean Thomas, yeah, I'd take him tomorrow. Like you have him and Anthony Thompson and Amari Bynum.
Two left-handed snipers on the wing.
Great. Yeah. Like, fine. Sign me up.
My old boss at the Shot used to call him Machine Gun just because he kept on shooting.
Yep. You guys mentioned guards like Kraft and Conley, and for a second before you guys said defense, I thought D'Angelo Russell.
Still.
Because that name was not mentioned, but with all the weapons around, like he's going to get it to those guys.
And D'Angelo Russell in college was a fine defender.
Yeah.
It's really in the NBA where he's gotten knocked on that. Like, he was big enough, long enough. I remember that tournament game against Arizona.
You don't need to play defense in the NBA.
You do in the playoffs, which was his big problem in the few times he's made the playoffs. But I think he would be fine. Like, it's a little bit different college basketball now, right? There are some bigger guys and whatnot, but I think he would have been fine. Literally, I think we could just scroll through the Thad Mata era and
This guy would be good.
Yeah. And that probably speaks to the talent that's been at Ohio State.
BJ Mullins, Costa Koufos. Bring him in.
No, I'm not doing
that. Yeah, bring him in. Nope. Bring him in, Pat. Nope.
I had to watch those guys play in person every...
Mark Loving.
I mean, BJ Mullins...
Stop that.
Mark Loving had some games. Like, people... Go back and look at Mark Loving's box scores. When Mark Loving wanted to play, he could be the best guy in the court.
That's the thing, when he wanted to play.
I saw those games with my eyeballs. I watched them.
Yeah, don't bring up Mark Loving to Jardy.
Oh, no.
Just don't do it.
A sore subject.
Yeah, just don't. All right.
Next week, we'll talk to Adam Jardy. We'll ask him about that.
If there's a Star Wars movie out, he won't be coming on the show.
No, he won't, which is why he's not coming on the show. I asked him earlier. I asked Tony Gerdeman to come on the show, and they gave me a middle finger emoji. They said, I'm watching The Mandalorian and Grogu.
You're lucky I showed up today.
I know. Actually, Gerd said, Pat will understand.
Yep. I almost went yesterday, but I haven't yet. The reviews have not been great, I'm holding off.
It's fine. You guys like Star Wars. I like Lord of the Rings. Let everybody live. This conversation also splintered to the football team, which is something that we workshopped, which actually took up more time than basketball. We'll get into that foray coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show.
Relax and let Kroger Pickup handle your grocery shopping this week. We start with only the freshest items, then choose your favorites, carefully pack everything up, and load it right into your trunk so you can feel confident it's what you ordered. Fresh groceries your way with Kroger Pickup and Delivery. And right now, you can save $20 on your first pickup or delivery order. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium into the press box and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus.
This is Paul Keels for RV Wholesalers. Peace of mind, that's what you get when purchasing your next RV from RV Wholesalers. With every new RV purchase, Ohio residents receive the exclusive Buckeye Service Guarantee. If your RV is in the shop, RV Wholesalers will give you a free loaner. Also with a Buckeye Service Guarantee, you'll receive free delivery in the state of Ohio and 3-day RV exchange. That's the exclusive Buckeye Service Guarantee. Only at RV Wholesalers in Lakeview, Mansfield, Delaware, and RVW.com. RV Wholesalers, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
Bishop and Friends.
You can't bring that up in our house. I don't want to hear about it. Certainly my wife doesn't want to hear about it. So we're just going to act like it's not going to happen and then deal with it.
The days are long. The years are fast, right?
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Patriot Air Comfort Systems and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
All Buckeyes, all the time. You are listening to The Buckeye Show.
We'll let you know that we're here on The Buckeye Show, brought to you by our good friends over at CareSource. This conversation we were having earlier in the office today spun about a million different directions. Started with if you could bring one former Ohio State basketball player back to this year's Ohio State basketball team, who would it be? Just did that in the last segment. If you miss anything, you can go back and listen to the podcast. You can obviously go back and watch the YouTube show. Type in 97.1 The Fan on the YouTube page. Like and subscribe. Got the Austin and Berm show there, too. You can catch up with everything that we're doing over on the page. Then, Pat, you threw a curveball onto this when you texted me earlier. Said, we could also do this for football. And I said, that could be, and most nights would be, a full 2-hour show.
I mean, what else do we have to do?
Nothing. So that's why
we've got actually, a little over an hour.
Well, inside radio for everybody. I had this on the prep sheet at like 7:15. Like, oh, it's a good segment. And then I got thinking about it. I'm like, this is going to take over the whole show. Like, put it in the 6 o'clock hour. That way we could just do this. We could just name guys. You know, that's my favorite game.
Guys naming dudes.
Is what's better than that? Guys naming dudes. It's my favorite game to play. Just sitting around. Hey, remember this guy? Wow. He was awesome. You know, Johnny Knox for the Bears. Yeah, I remember him. He was sweet. Also, congrats to you, Matt Stafford. Shiny new contract extension.
Yeah, Mina Kimes just named him the 10th best quarterback in the NFL.
Well, he was
Mina Kimes, who announces Rams preseason games.
He's also the NFL MVP.
Seahawks fan, Mina
Who did
Kimes.
She put above him?
It was on her podcast. I just saw something come up about it. But
where would you rank?
It was, to be fair, over the next 3 years. So it was kind of forward-looking. And I mean, who knows if he plays much longer, but still.
Well, he's playing the next two.
He's well, we'll see. If they win the Super Bowl, I could see it just... The contract's only a one-year deal.
Just null and void the contract?
Well, they're not winning the Super Bowl because the Bears are.
No, I didn't say that. I said the Bears are going to the Super Bowl. I didn't say that they're winning.
Well, then that means the Rams can't win the Super Bowl because they're in the same conference.
Yes, but I also didn't say that the Bears were winning.
That's fair.
The Bengals.
Yeah, that's right.
Bengals are favored in 15 games. We had this conversation last night. What are you talking about? Bengals are winning it. Bears are...
You're just a lot more optimistic than I am.
I'm not... Hey, this is me putting my defenses up. All right? This is all that is. That's me trying to not talk this into reality because I know it's just going to be crushing blow after crushing blow for this season. How many quarterbacks in the NFL, though, would you take over Matt Stafford? Because I don't think the answer is many. Like, if you asked me that question about Caleb Williams, how many NFL quarterbacks would you take for the Bears over Caleb Williams? There's like 4 or 5. Like, that's it. That's the list. It's Josh Allen. It's Joe Burrow. It's Lamar Jackson. Patrick Mahomes, I don't know what he's going to look like.
I would not take Lamar Jackson over Matthew Stafford. I have watched both of those guys.
I was doing Caleb
play.
Williams. We'll do Stafford in a second.
I would also, first.
And I would also take Matt Stafford. That's it. Like, that's the list for me.
I agree with Pat. Lamar's got to do something first.
Yeah. In the playoffs.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, I just have never been a big Lamar Jackson fan.
How many guys would take over Matt Stafford?
Who did you like? So
I said Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Matt Stafford. I said that's probably it.
Not Mahomes?
I said I don't know what he's going to be like. I'm kind of out on him.
Yeah, because, like, is he even going to start the year?
While we're doing hypotheticals here, let's just assume Patrick Mahomes is healthy.
I don't think so.
I mean, because Matthew Stafford,
I think he's washed. Like, he's done. I think he's cooked.
Because he had one, like, slightly underwhelming
Travis Kelce
season.
Fell in love with that's Taylor Swift, and, like, that's the end of that story. It's done. They've done enough. He doesn't need any more.
He could still be good without Travis Kelce.
He can't. It's impossible.
Okay, it's just that. Okay.
It's impossible.
I would take Burrow. I would take Mahomes. I would take Josh Allen.
That's it.
If we're talking one season, not taking Lamar.
I mean, hey, Sam Darnold's won a Super Bowl.
Darnold has won a Super Bowl. I'm just saying. Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford's also won a Super Bowl.
He beat Matthew Stafford to get to the Super Bowl.
Rams.
Matt Stafford also
poopy
doesn't
defense.
Matt Stafford also doesn't have Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
No, he's got Puka Nacua, who led the league in receptions, by the way. Everyone wants to talk about yards. Also, he missed two games. People forget about that.
Yeah.
You sound a little upset about that.
Also, Devontae Adams. I love Jackson. Apparently, the NFL doesn't, though. I'm sure you guys talked about that on Tuesday or whatever.
Okay. Lost Soldier Field.
We're really playing hypotheticals. Yeah, I guess you could make that argument. Maybe if you'd come watched it with Garrick and I, would have happened.
I told this to these guys the other day. I'm like, no, I just can't. I can't do that. I get too angsty. I get too nervous.
We asked him if it was a Bengals-Bears Super Bowl, if he would watch it with, like, a bunch of people.
Yeah, Austin, because Austin is a Bengals fan by default.
Berm's a Bengals fan.
I'm a Bengals fan. You're a Bengals fan. We're surrounded by him.
I watched the Rams-Bengals Super Bowl with one of my longtime friends who lives right by me, actually lives on the other side of our duplex. We watched it and some other people, and I drank a lot of alcohol in the second half. And
Remember that they won the next day?
I had to double check the two things I asked Sarah when we woke up. They did win, right? Like, I was pretty sure of that. And I wasn't dreaming, was I? I was like, was I nice to Cam? And she was like, yeah, you went up and, like, gave him a big hug before he left. And I was like, all right, good. I'm not a mean drunk.
Well, you're not that big of a jerk.
Drunk. I'm not a mean drunk.
I said jerk. Oh, I didn't say drunk.
Yeah. So, yes, I did that the one time. And I didn't text anybody. I could have texted a lot of people. I didn't. I'm not that type of guy.
I told these guys, though. I'm like, there's no chance. Liberty is 8 years old, going on 9 here in 6 weeks or so. Next week. I don't remember when Austin said her birthday is. Doesn't matter. She goes, well, Liberty would be talking trash to you. And you'd be like, you know what I said, Pat? I said, I would say some nasty things. Just, I would be spewing vile out of my mouth with no recourse for how it makes a 9-year-old girl feel. Like, none.
Would you?
That's why I can't be around people.
Would you leave your jacket there, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. Of course. I mean, I do that all over the place.
I know that.
You know me for that long. All right. Be thinking about Buckeye. That took a turn off the rails.
Really did.
It's Friday. All right. So be thinking about if you could pick an Ohio State football player to bring back from the past to this current year's Ohio State football team. Who would it be? We'll get into that. Also, I'm fearful that one SEC coach may have forgotten where he came from. We'll do that in the Pulse next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
The radio couldn't contain us, so we've taken over YouTube. Catch Morning Juice weekday mornings at 6 by searching 971 The Fan. Do it.
Sylvia's Synergy Effect, brought to you by Synergy Home Care.
Getting back in the kitchen got mom back into life. After her stroke, she felt uncomfortable doing what she used to do. But with her Synergy caregiver, Emma, things changed. She got help at home and regained the confidence to get back to her old recipes. Now the hardest thing is getting mom to stop making her biscuits. So good.
We believe getting back to what you love can keep you moving forward. Find your Synergy Effect with Synergy Home Care.
Kinsler and I to take your business to the next level. Introducing Optimized IT, the managed services division of Modern Office Methods. With our cutting-edge managed IT services, we bring proven management strategies to the table to support your current IT team. That's not all. Our experienced team provides insight on how to maximize efficiency, helping you achieve your goals faster. Concerned about security? Our backup solutions help guarantee your data is protected around the clock, giving you peace of mind. Start at optimizedit.net for your free IT assessment. Stay ahead, stay secure, and stay optimized.
Hey, Ohio State fans, next time that snack craving hits, Burger King has you covered with the O-Fry-O bundle. You get a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, and an 8-piece chicken nuggets, all for just $10. It's perfect snack fuel for one, wherever and whenever you're cheering on the Scarlet and Gray. At BK, have it your way. You rule. Limited time only at participating Ohio area restaurants. BK is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Tax extra.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, 2-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the field. That's why Encova Insurance is prepared for what's next and protects what matters most to you. With independent insurance agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova Insurance is an easy win for your peace of mind. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call The Waterworks at 614-232-2222. or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good evening. I'm Jacob Reimer. The Cleveland Guardians are in Philadelphia taking on the Phillies. Cleveland enters tonight on a 6-game winning streak and holds a 3.5-game lead on the AL Central. They're scoreless on the top of the second inning in Philadelphia. The Reds postpone their home game against St. Louis tonight and will play a split doubleheader tomorrow at 1:10. The start of Saturday's originally scheduled game for 7:15 remains unchanged. Cincinnati also today activated Eugenio Suarez from the 10-day injured list while placing Key Brian Hayes on the 10-day injured list. NBA playoffs tonight, Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals, with the Spurs hosting the Thunder. Spurs guard Dylan Harper is a game-time decision for tonight. Tip-off is at 8:30. The series is even at one game apiece. The Cavs will host the Knicks in Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals tomorrow. Cleveland trails in the series 2-0. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Hour number 2 of the program for us here on this Friday. Thanks everybody for hanging out with us. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Pat, you got anything cooked up here this weekend? You just hanging out?
Yeah, just hanging out. I do have a couple buddies from college will be in town, so I'm going to see them with their kids on Saturday.
Which college?
The Ohio State University.
Okay. Well, you went to two?
I did, yes, asking. That's fair. I actually almost wore my Denison rain jacket today, and then I decided to not wear a rain jacket at all, if that tells you how I felt about my time at Denison.
Yeah, I... hey, man.
That actually had nothing to do with not wearing
it.
No, Denison
they're
was
within
fine.
Within listening range.
Yeah, no, Denison was fine. I had a good
one. I spent many evenings in Granville. It's a great little town.
I spent an entire school year.
Yeah.
Though I came back to Ohio State a lot second semester.
Yeah, that's so fine. That's I spent a semester at Western Kentucky.
That's true. I often forget that about it.
Yeah, and I also spent a semester at, actually they were still on quarters, two quarters at Sinclair Community College.
I don't know if I knew that.
Go Tartans. Anyways, and then Ohio State. Yes, three colleges.
Wow, look at you.
To only get one degree.
I was going to say modern day transfer portal, but that's not the right. You were a transfer portal guy before it was cool.
I was a trendsetter.
Yeah.
I sure was. Yeah. God, Granville's great. I need to go back out there again. They got some cool places out in Granville, especially the lovely golf course that they have out there. I very much enjoy playing that when I'm able to. Yeah, we're not doing a whole lot. We got a cookout on Sunday. Reimer, you and the family doing anything here this weekend?
I don't really know. I need to talk with the missus. Yeah.
Doesn't sound like you were prepared for that very obvious question.
No, I just know that on Monday, I'm hosting with Cole.
Ooh, what time is that?
12 to 3:40.
All right, 12 to 3:40. What is that, a Fan Sports Monday?
It's Fan Sports Memorial Day special.
All right, that's going
to
be
awesome. What happens at 3:41 that you have to be off the air at that specific time?
That we're going to the Reds.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. I think they start at 4:10, so 3:40 start.
I should probably ask you this off-air instead of on-air. What are we going to at 8 o'clock tonight now that the Reds game has been canceled?
It's just something else.
All right, okay, good. Something else is coming up at 8 o'clock. Reimer, what do you have for us tonight, buddy?
So, Steve Sarkisian is taking some shots. This is in an article on On3. He took a shot at a school in Texas while stressing the importance of the strength of schedule. Per Anwar Richardson, the Texas Longhorns head coach said, "There's a team in our state that plays in another conference that has a schedule that I would argue if I played with our twos and our threes, we could go undefeated. And they'll probably make the CFP this year."
Stevie Sark firing cannons all over the place. First in the crosshairs last week, Ole Miss, basket weaving. This week, Texas Tech. We're coming right after you. The thing I want to say to Steve Sarkisian, though, you're not many years removed from being in the Big 12. Like, that was your team. That was your conference. You guys were also doing that. And at the same time that you were in the Big 12, you were talking about how good the Big 12 was, even though you had one foot out the door and knew that you were going to be leaving for the SEC. So he's kind of talking out of two words. He's kind of talking out both sides of his mouth, Steve Sarkisian. Well, yes, you can look at Texas Tech's schedule and say, yeah, you know what? That is pretty easy. I don't think you could probably win with the twos and threes, Sark. I think you're maybe underlining a little bit of the deepness, the depth of the Big 12. The Big 12, by the way, like if you're only a Big 10 football watcher, and that's totally fine if you are, and like you're just checking in on like the national games at 7:30, like the big SEC game every week. If you're not paying attention to the Big 12, that's a crapshoot. Like that is a crazy conference. Like each and every year, it's like, oh, spin the wheel of destiny. Let's see which Big 12 team is going to be good. If you want to watch chaos football, there's no better league in the country to watch than the Big 12. Because you really have no idea what's going to happen when two teams from that conference line up against each other. Like, none.
Sark at Texas. Do you know his record? I don't know why you would know this off the top of your head.
To be fair, Pat, I don't know Sark's record at
Texas. His record at Texas, 5 years. He's lost 20 games. He's 48-20. Ryan Day.
That's an average. Let me do the math. That's an average of 4 a year.
Yes, his winning percentage is 70.6. Ryan Day.
Ooh.
Yikes.
I mean, it's good. It's, you know, you're winning 7 out of every 10 games.
In 8 years.
Is that the standard at Texas?
Well, this is my point. Ryan Day.
The standard may not
be
the standard.
No.
82-12. Now, if you were going to say stuff like this, you'd think you would be a coach like Ryan Day or Kirby Smart. Guys that have won a national championship.
Yes.
He's been to a semifinal. Congrats. You got that run. You can't do this.
He's been to two semifinals.
Whatever. You haven't even been to the championship game. Mm-hmm. You can't come out and talk like this about other programs when you haven't proven to be the elite of the elite.
You missed the playoffs.
Missed it last year with what people were crowning you as the greatest team ever assembled.
Yeah. It's just absurd. And, I mean, we've talked about him before. Like, and I really enjoy him. Like, when Ohio State's played him, like, getting to talk to him a little bit and, you know, being in the press conferences with him, like, and I think he's bright. I think he's a good football coach.
I think he is a good football coach.
But, like, and some other quotes that came out of that press conference, or the wherever, the SEC media day, or the SEC.
I don't even know what he was doing, because they haven't had this.
He's just talking.
I don't know. Whoever he's talking to,
he's just talking.
It sounded like some drunk guy at the bar rambling on about, like, oh, these teams and that. It's like, why are you saying this publicly, man?
Why else does he throw out basket weaving at Ole Miss?
I don't know. This is just absurd.
Dude, you lost to Florida last year.
You went to overtime with Mississippi State, who were like...
It was bad.
Yeah.
Mississippi State blew that game, actually. Should have won that game. Yeah, missed the playoffs last year. Got absolutely smoked by Georgia. Like, I don't know, man. Whatever.
I've got more to this.
Okay. Please, so, let us know.
Cody Campbell. He responded.
I love it. Who's Cody Campbell? Tell us who Cody Campbell is.
Isn't he
just Matt's brother?
I think you're right.
Texas?
Yes.
No.
Yes, he is. Say it.
I can't think of words right now. I just was just going for the quote.
He's the regent at Texas Tech, so he's like the president.
Yes. He says, schedule us then. We've been talking about it for years, and we are more than willing.
I think that's the best way. Right? Settle this on the field.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
You know it'd be great? If Texas makes the playoff this year.
Texas Tech will make the playoffs this year.
Let's hope it.
Actually, I don't know.
Brendan
Sorsby, out.
Yeah.
They don't have their quarterback.
I mean, like, what he's saying isn't entirely wrong. Texas Tech will probably make the playoff because it is a weaker schedule.
Pat, but you also had Lane Kiffin yesterday say, I'm not scheduling tough teams because we play hard enough teams in the SEC. Like, Austin and I were having a little bit of this conversation last night. You have so many different guys saying so many different things where they're going across the bow of each other, and, like, you put it together and it's word salad.
You know what this is?
And it makes no sense.
That's like, what happens when you have 18 teams in a conference. Like,
no, that is true.
Everybody can't get on the same page.
And the Big Ten's won 3 national championships in a row. Like, we're trying to grab at straws and, you know, do everything. I mean, you could also, to Cody Campbell's point, could have scheduled Texas. They were just in your league. Like, you know, could have made that happen, could have protected something, but hey, man, whatever. Spin the wheel of destiny. Big 12. Reimer, you got anything else for us tonight?
Yeah, so this was put out by the Big 10 Huddle, the Big 10 rivalries, according to Tom Fornelli of CBS Sports.
All right.
Number one.
Yeah, we got it.
The game. Yeah. Number two, Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Mm.
Number three, Iowa and Minnesota. Number four, UCLA-USC. Number 5, Michigan, Michigan State. At 6 is Oregon and Washington. 7, Iowa, Wisconsin. 8, Indiana and Purdue. 9, Iowa, Nebraska. And at 10, Illinois and Purdue.
Yeah, I mean, I think, listen, Ohio State and Michigan obviously has a very special place in the sport. We don't have to focus this story on Ohio State, Michigan. We know that. Let's go on, shall we? You have Minnesota and Wisconsin, two teams absolutely hate each other. All right, most teams on this list, they do hate each other because of that. I will say the only reason why Minnesota and Wisconsin would get my vote is because of the axe.
Yeah.
That axe, man, is so sweet. Like, the trophy games in college football are awesome.
The Illibuck needs
we
on
only
this
got
list.
One. Like, Ohio State only has the one trophy game.
Do you think Ohio State Michigan should have one?
Well, they kind of do with the gold pants. I don't know what
well,
Michigan
that's just, Michigan just doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
But no,
yeah.
They don't.
I've
need,
heard
they
this debate before.
They don't need a trophy.
Right, I've heard that before.
I like the trophy games, though. There should be more trophy games. But
Ohio State, Penn State?
Unrivaled. That'd be unrivaled wild. Trophy.
Yeah, but that'd
what
be
about,
one you could
who,
do.
Who was it? Is it Central Florida and Connecticut that like had a trophy?
What?
It was something ridiculous. It was so ridiculous, the name of it. It was like Civil Conflict. Or does anybody remember this, or am I going crazy? I think it was Civil Conflict between UCF and UConn, and they like made a trophy for it.
Interesting. I have not heard of this.
Some
yes, yeah.
It was the Civil Conflict.
UConn in Central Florida.
Yeah, what they have 8 meetings of all time. Their first one was in 2013. Like, you don't need a trophy game. That's fine.
No, that's a little weird.
Yeah, Ohio State, Penn State. Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
add a trophy onto it. Ohio State, Michigan State. Put a trophy on it. I don't care what it is. You know?
Yeah. Then you can win a trophy every year.
Yeah, the Bruticus. Like, dress up Brutus like a Spartan. Like, that'd be sweet. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Gosh, that'd be terrifying. To look at.
Or like the Leonidas trophy, you know? Just bring out like a shield the movie 300.
The Buckney.
Yeah.
Hit me lion. Buckeyes.
I don't like that one.
All right.
We'd create something different.
We'll crowdsource
it. We got the Illibuck.
We have the Illibuck.
Yeah, they just don't play that often.
I know.
Which is actually terrible.
They do play back-to-back years, though, this year.
Yeah, they do.
So maybe they'll start playing more.
How excited are you that you don't have to go up to Champaign?
I like Champaign.
I do, too.
It's not like the easiest place to get to, necessarily, but... the stadium's cool. Their basketball arena is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looks like a spaceship.
Balkan block.
Yeah.
I
got
to get there this year.
Top five hires in college basketball history in the last 10 years.
It's facts.
It's literally, you can't debate it. Dusty May, not on that list. Brad Underwood, yes.
Yeah.
I want you to know something that goes back to something we were talking about a minute ago.
Okay.
Jardy tweeted that he thoroughly enjoyed The Mandalorian and Grogu. So he actually would be available to come on the show at 7:30.
No, he said he got dinner afterwards. He's busy.
He
said we're going to see The Mandalorian and Grogu at 4:30.
Can't get on the radio. I'm going to have to talk to Adam.
Yeah, you give him a stern talking to.
I will.
Right? He gave me all the excuses in the world. It's fine. Stefan's going to join us coming up here.
That's just as good, if not better.
No offense, Adam. At 7:30.
We can talk football.
All right, Buckeye football time. One player from Buckeye Pass to join this year's Buckeyes. Who is it? We'll give you ours next. It's the Buckeye Show.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So, check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add your choice of a sub, salad, wings, dessert, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donato's.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donato's. Gotta love more.
Come on over to Heartland. Join our family.
Now, where can you get a full suite of business banking services served up by well-trained, caring employees with unquestionable integrity? It's right here at Heartland. Relationships matter. I'm Scott McComb. Come over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Inside the body, cancer divides. But inside the James, we unite. With nearly 300 cancer specialists, each focused on a single type of cancer, and over 1,500 researchers relentlessly pursuing new discoveries and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, you have cancer, you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
Already prepping for next week's matchup? Get your best rest yet with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's and choose from Pillows Soft Plush Dual Feel and Extra Firm mattresses with Bob-O-Pedic Memory Foam that will have you dreaming of game day in no time. So shop in-store or online to score the latest in affordable luxury mattresses without the luxury price tag. Bob's Discount Furniture, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Fan is headed to the Memorial. Are you ready for 30 hours of live coverage? Oh, it's true, baby.
Sponsored by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling. Thewaterworks.com.
The best Memorial coverage. The Fan.
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeyes sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Fan weather
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, Saturday continues our wet pattern with an 80% chance of rain, even a couple of thunderstorms during the day. High temperatures in the middle 70s across central Ohio. On Sunday, it's going to be a little bit drier. We'll have some morning sunshine, then a 40% chance of afternoon rain, a couple of thunderstorms and highs around 80. On Memorial Day, the chance goes all the way down to just 20%. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The best damn radio show in the land. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Hanging out with my guy Patrick Murphy tonight. All right. One player from Buckeye history. Football. To put onto this year's squad. This conversation took a wild turn as well. Because then it didn't only become one player from Buckeye past to put onto this year's team. It's if you were to pick a team from any year in Buckeye Pass where you could put one player on it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Who would it be and which team are you putting which player on? And so like I said, this had a million different like tentacles to it in this conversation, but to keep the conversation as it was a whole naturally, and then we can drift into different other avenues. One player from Buckeye Pass to put on this year's Ohio State football roster. Patrick Murphy.
No, you go first this time.
Cade McDonald.
Hmm.
I wouldn't put Cade McDonald. I love Cade McDonald. I'm not putting Cade McDonald on this year's
team. Help. Given our earlier conversation.
Yeah, he would help.
I was just thinking Caleb Downs.
Yeah, I mean, that would work too. Yeah. Any of these guys, you know, it would be.
Sonny Styles.
Totally fine. Yeah, Arvell Reese, put him back on the team. I think you'd probably be feeling okay about your situation. It's so interesting with football. It's not like basketball, right? I mean, there's five players on a court. One player can impact a game maybe way more dramatically than a player can in football. For this year's version of Ohio State, all right, let's go to the quarterback route, because I think in a lot of these conversations that we had a little bit earlier, like in the years past category, replacing one player for another, like, immediate answer was the Kyle McCord year. Replace him with Justin Fields, CJ Stroud, like Braxton.
Dwayne Haskins.
Dwayne, like, okay, you're feeling.
Backup Joe Burrow. No, I'm just kidding. Really, that's an insult to Kyle.
Like, good about, you know, your chances to, like, win a national championship. Julian Sain, I think, is a terrific quarterback. Heisman finalist, broke the season record for completion percentage. I'm not looking at the quarterback when it comes to this year's team. Wide receivers, yeah, certainly. I mean, there's a cadre of different options that you could choose from, and it's not going to hurt Ohio State to have any of these guys on their team. I mean, you could bring back Marvin Harrison Jr.
And Jeremiah.
Yeah, how cool would that be to watch?
Jackson Smith and Jigba.
JSN, NFL MVP. We are getting them at their college. They are fully healthy. They're at their best version of college, which was also shattering single game records in the Rose Bowl. Like, that was pretty sweet from JSN. I don't know. I could get to a wide receiver. I could get there with this team. Running backs, I think you could choose, you know, multiple different running backs for this team. What would this team look like with Ezekiel Elliott, even a J.K. Dobbins? Like, you know, different answers for what this offense
Archie
is going to be.
Eddie yeah. George.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's a bunch. You know, it's just naming guys. Offensive line, right? We talked about the offensive line issues. What is that going to look like? Austin Saraville, very good. But do you put, like, Orlando Pace on this team? You know?
Yeah.
Like, that would be...
That's your Greg Oden. That's your security...
It's security blanket, man. Like, you're feeling really good with Greg Oden.
Yeah.
Or not Greg Oden. Orlando Pace.
I bet Greg would be good on the offensive
line. Yeah, I think he would be pretty good. Julian might have a tough time getting the ball over his head. You know? Especially in cleats and a helmet. He might put a couple of inches on. Right there, like Orlando Pace would be a totally fine answer. If you wanted to go an edge rusher, Chase Young, Nick Bosa, Joey Bosa, like there's no wrong answers in this conversation. But I think for this year's Ohio State team and what we've talked about the majority of this offseason is the offensive line and how we talked about it last year. I think it's hard not to pick the greatest offensive lineman all time in Orlando Pace. I think it's so difficult not to choose him.
Well, this is boring because that was my pick too. So, okay.
It's not the most fun. It's not like the, you know, like, oh my God, imagine like Jackson Smith and Jigba or Marv. Yeah. Sweet. Like that's going to rock. Like Julian Sands going to throw for 600 yards and 9 touchdowns every game. But the protection up front, it actually wouldn't even matter, the protection up front. Like, those guys would do crossing routes and get the defense all mixed up. And,
hopefully.
Whatever would happen. But, yeah, I think Orlando Pace, you add him to this team. Okay, well, there's your anchor for your entire left side of your offensive line. The numbers problem shrinks down significantly mm-hmm. for Ohio State. And there you go. And now your running and passing ability is through the roof.
Yeah. I mean, look. This offensive line, I know it had its issues at the end of last season, and even before the playoff, there were signs, really from that Wisconsin game on. But I think you take, if you keep in mind, Austin Saraveld was playing left tackle mm-hmm. for the first time, in college at least.
Did a good job.
Was supposed, going into fall camp, was going to be your right tackle, mm-hmm. and then it doesn't work out with Ethan Onyanwa. We've talked all offseason about, like, oh, if Ian Moore can be that guy, that moves Austin Saraveld back to right guard. Now you feel pretty good about things in a second year with Luke Montgomery, with Philip Daniels. If you put Orlando Pace...
It's just so funny to say. Like, if you put Orlando Pace on this team, and they will be good.
Yeah, they're already good. I think that solidifies... Like, offensively, they're already pretty good, right? Like, they're probably going to have to lean on that side of the ball a little bit more than they have the last couple years. I think that is, you know... And look, okay, say you want to play Austin Saraveld still at tackle, you could put either of them at right tackle. You know, say Philip Daniels isn't, and then you got to figure out the guard, but there are options. Like, I just think it gives you the better options if mm-hmm. you have a left tackle that's like, hey, no question, this guy's out there as long as he's healthy, any meaningful rep. And I think that changes a lot of the calculus this offseason that you're trying to figure out.
I do too. Reimer, who do you have?
I'll be different and I'll go defense.
Okay.
Because I think one of the biggest questions is, how are you going to place Sonny Styles and Arvel Reese? And I'll go to the linebacker room, and I'll go with the guy that is leading the current linebacker room with James Laurinaitis.
Threes.
I think he would be a monster in Matt Patricia's defense.
I think Ryan Shazier would be.
I was thinking him, too.
It's a long line of linebackers.
Yeah, I mean, this again, it's just naming dudes, naming guys.
Bob.
There would be a lot.
AJ Hawk.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
yeah. Chris Spielman.
Randy Gradishar. Yeah. I mean, just...
Is he Tom the all-time Kuzino. Leading tackler?
Gradishar?
Yeah.
No, it's Marcus Merrick.
There it is.
Marcus Merrick is the leading tackler for Ohio State last history.
Name.
Yeah, I mean, you have four guys from Ohio State that lead their respective NFL franchises in tackles all time.
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous.
What position group would be the hardest to bring a guy back? Like, where is there the least historical talent, do you think? Like safety, maybe?
Well, I mean, you're bringing
Caleb Downs.
Yeah, dude, well, right, but I'm just saying, like, we're listing names at linebacker. Yeah. Like, what would be the shortest list of guys?
I don't know.
It might be quarterback, honestly. I mean, like, because that's a relatively new, you know, really starting with Ryan coming in and
running backs go deep. Obviously, wide receivers go deep.
It might be quarterback, Pat.
Tight end.
I was about to say tight end,
but that's like they're not even using the tight end now anyway. So
yeah,
well, they used them a lot last year.
They put them on the field a lot last year. I guess they are playing a lot more. I imagine that will continue.
Oh, Pat, that's such a good question. Like just how.
Like cornerback,
the least number of guys you could name. Like that's basically what the game is.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of.
I'll tell you, it's not wide receiver.
No,
it's not running back. Offensive line. I mean, yeah, there's some absolute maulers there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could go individual positions.
Yeah, and I think if you built an offensive line, like a dream Ohio State offensive line, it's one of the best offensive lines of all time. Like all five across the board.
Right.
You know, so like. Even though you may not know the offensive line's names, it would still be incredible. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to, I can't go there.
Corner's pretty deep.
I'm not going defensive line.
No.
I'm not doing that. Yeah, it's probably quarter or safety if we're taking tight end out of the conversation.
Yeah, because like safety, they've had good ones, but like guys that you just list off like that.
Willie Cooker.
That was him and Caleb are like at least recently.
Yeah.
Our guy Tyvus.
Tyvus was a very solid safety.
Yeah.
But like, are you immediately thinking of Tyvus to put in
Mike Doss?
Yeah, Mike Doss would be in the list. But like
Jack Tatum. Guy's nicknamed the Assassin.
Yeah. Like corner is especially recently, but they've even had some historically great ones. That run of corners that they had for a while there was just absurd.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they just pumped him
in. BBU.
Kurt Coleman was great.
Kurt Coleman was good.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd put him great.
I would say he was pretty awesome, man. Pretty good.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe not great.
Good. Where did he go? The Bills? Was that where he was for most of his career?
Yeah, maybe not great. Very good, though.
Yeah.
And then quarterback, I mean.
I just think these other positions are so, like, I mean, we're talking potential college football Hall of Fame type of guy, you know, with James.
Maybe not potential. I mean, James is a college football Hall of Famer.
But
I will say, just imagine James and Ryan Shazier like together.
No thanks.
That is fun to like
imagine
build.
Bobby and AJ together.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what would that look like?
Yeah. My goodness.
That is fun to build your like all time team of just. Oh my! And the debate goes on and on. Like everyone could build their own team, and the hardest
position to fill out for Ohio State on that is receiver. It's an impossible task, but everybody wins. Like no matter what your answer is, it's going to be the best.
Didn't even say like Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave.
I know, that's what I mean. Like it's just.
I mean, even going back though, Joey Galloway that generation of receivers.
Yeah. And Ted Ginn.
Ted Ginn. Yeah.
Like Michael Jenkins.
Brian Hartline.
Yeah. Santonio Holmes. Chris Gamble. Two-way player. Chris Gamble. Safety, too.
He was kind of a corner.
Yeah, you're right. He was a do-it-all guy.
He did a lot of things. Right. He also returned.
He did everything. Ooh,
return guys.
Ted Ginn.
Yeah, but I just mean like if you're listing them, that's Jaylen probably not Marshall. Very long. Jalen Martin.
The guys who have scored a touchdown.
Caleb
in the last
Downs.
50 years.
Yeah. Lorenzo Styles Jr.
That's not a specific position. Well,
Robbie Disher would disagree.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
He explained
Coach.
To us that it is an opportunity for.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. I deeply apologize. It is definitely specifically a position. It's just not one that I would list with the normal positions.
Kicker?
Nuge.
Yeah, we didn't even say Chris Carter when we were naming receivers.
I know.
It's crazy.
Long snappers?
Too much.
How many Ohio State long snappers do you think you could name?
That's some elite ball knowledge.
Liam McCullough.
Can you name the current Ohio State long snapper?
Joe Fetterman.
No. It's a new guy, so you probably would.
Wasn't Joe the long snapper?
Last year was Joe Furlman.
Furlman, not
Yeah,
Fetterman.
You were close. But
Bryce Haynes. National championship long snapper from the 2014 team.
That is, yes. But he is not the current long snapper.
No. He's a doctor,
I guess
actually.
There might be a competition at long snapper. I don't want to say.
Are you
sure.
Breaking news?
No, I just, oh, I mean, okay. I don't know if they've named a long snapper starter. I haven't written that story yet.
Stefan Kreischnick of Cleveland.com and the Buckeye Talk podcast. He's going to join us coming up here in 2 minutes. It's the Buckeye Show.
Experience Buckeye Game Day like never before. Welcome to the 1922 Club, the most exclusive space inside Ohio Stadium, where luxury meets tradition in the heart of Buckeye Nation. Enjoy upscale food and beverages and a game day atmosphere like no other. Create lasting memories with friends and mingling with other Buckeye fans, and celebrate every OHIO in ultimate comfort. Become a member of the 1922 Club today. Memberships are limited. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com.
From the first whistle to the final play, being a Buckeye fan calls for commitment and support. Nature Made Vitamins are your winning play. From the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand, Nature Made is made to care for fans on game day and every day, so you can go all in on big wins, tough losses, and still show up for your team every time. Nature Made, proud vitamin and supplement sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
If you still have a weird rash from jumping in Mirror Lake, we can be friends. This is the Buckeye Show.
Hey, you can join us for the Fan 5K, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center. 5K run, 1 mile walk, happening Saturday, June 20th. Over at Otterbein up in Westerville, some of your favorite fan personalities are going to be there. T-Bone, Tyvus, Common Man, Timmy, Reeser, 10TV's Adam King, Nicole Sheeran, they'll be there as well. Every participant gets a finisher's medal, race shirt, free photos, awesome gifts from Logan Services, and the Fan 5K presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center. Sign up today at 971therace.com. Right now we head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Checking with our guy. He is of Cleveland.com and the Buckeye Talk podcast. He is Stefan Kreischnick. Stefan, thanks for the time. Always appreciate it. Happy Friday to you, my friend. This show's gone off the rails. We're just naming guys, but I want to throw this hypothetical out at you. And I know that you may not be as adept as some people who have lived in Central Ohio for their whole life, but you're a ball knower, so we're going to ask you this question anyways. All right? You get to bring one player from Buckeye past on to this 2026 Ohio State football roster to improve their squad. Who is Stefan Kreischnick taking in the annals of Ohio State history?
Wow. That's a
loaded question, I know. We just named about 400 people.
Well, you know, when I was coming on, you know, I was ready to name some random guys, right? So now it's like I have to actually pick as much as I would like to tell myself that, you know, Benjamin Victor was going to help this team. And
oh, look at that.
The next great championship team. I mean, can I give you a bit of a cheating answer? Because it's not that long ago.
Yeah.
Wouldn't this team be pretty awesome if Caleb Downs was back for another year, Roman in the secondary with Jalen McClain? I think if you had Caleb Downs, you would feel much less, you know, worried about what you're replacing at linebacker. You know, you feel pretty good about what you have at corner, but even when you know, look at some of the questions you have, even with the pass rushers, like you can do so many things with Caleb Downs that I think opposing offenses would still be worried about where he's lining up. So it might be a cop out, but when he left, I wrote something, I think it was January, February, you know, right after his career had ended at Ohio State, where I was like, we kind of just finished watching one of the great safety careers of all time. And it's hard to contextualize history, I think, when it's happening in real time, right? I think in 20 years, there's no debate that it's like, oh yeah, Caleb Downs was one of the greatest safeties of all time, but it's hard to say it in the moment. I think with Caleb, we all kind of knew in the moment how good he was and how tough that is to replace.
Yeah, we mentioned Caleb, so you're not cheating at all.
We also mentioned Arvell and Sonny, yes, who would also be good additions to this year's squad.
If Jeremiah would stay for a couple years, that'd be cool too.
Yeah, that'd be nice. James Laurinaitis is actually another name that came to mind.
Yep, Reimer brought him up.
We landed on Orlando Pace. That was our guy. That was our picks.
Bears legend, Orlando Pace.
That's true.
Damn right.
Yeah. Stefan, you're going to the Indy 500 this weekend, right?
I am.
Have you been before?
I've been a few times. You know, funny enough, I grew up in Indiana, but I grew up Northwest Indiana. So like
it's your home of the Bears.
That's right. The teams we grew up rooting for and going to, you know, games and sporting events we went to were all the Chicago ones, right? So Indy 500 wasn't necessarily on my radar until I went to school at IU and then interned at the Indy Star and got some opportunities there. But did you guys see the big event at the Motor Speedway today as they ramp up attention for the Indy 500?
I didn't know. What is it? Oh, is it the weenie race?
Yes, yes, the Weenie Race.
Why didn't you go to that?
Well, that's a great question. That's honestly a great question. I really should have been, because every time it's on, there's three things on my Twitter feed that when it comes up, I stop no matter what. It's something cool that Shohei does, any video with Ed Orgeron, and then the Wiener Dog Race. It stops me dead in my tracks anytime. So, yeah, I probably should have gone. The Chicago Dog finished in fourth. I'm not thrilled about that, but it's all right. We rebuild for next year.
As an IU guy, are you more of an Indy 500 guy or a Little 5 guy, Stefan?
Ooh.
Oh, that's see, now you're hitting in the core. Now you're hitting the core. When I was between the ages of 18 and 22, the answer was definitely the Little 500.
Yep.
Now it's let's do this in a little bit less frat party mode, I guess.
Wait, have you been to the Indy 500 as a fan, or did you just cover it?
I've done both.
Okay, because it can get pretty frat-tastic.
It can, especially in the Snake Pit where you have kind of the EDM yes. concert going on. Right. I stay away from that. There's like the, you know, whatever substances are going on there, I'm away from that. I'm more of like a Miller Lite, Fast Cars type of guy.
You know what? That's all American right there. Just a straight-up domestic brew and cars going vroom vroom. What's better
exactly.
than that? He is Stefan Kreischnick of Cleveland.com, the Buckeye Talk podcast with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Stefan, what do you make about all this 24-team college football playoff talk from the Big Ten here that's kind of taken over everything this week?
I think two things can be true. I think you can hate the 24-team college football playoff and the idea of it, but I think you can also look at it in a way and realize that it's not necessarily this chaos end of the world that I think some people, you know, believe it is. I think the initial reaction is obviously like, hey, this isn't great. But when you take a step back, you think about it, I don't really know if it would kind of challenge the fabric of the sport, like some people, you know, hear out there saying. I don't think, you know, rivalry week is going to be ruined. I think the regular season, are there going to be some games that have less stakes than they would have in the past? Probably. I think there's also going to be some more games that wouldn't have mattered in years past. I think we saw that when we went from 4 to 12, and you would have it when you went from 12 to 24. So I'm in the boat that I really like the 12-team playoff, to be quite honest. I like where it's at. You know, in years past, people have asked me this. I've been okay with the 16-team idea. 24 is not something that, you know, I'm super excited about. But I think the panic and kind of the immediate chaos that people came in with some of their responses, you know, especially it seems like folks down in the SEC are pretty hardcore against it. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be quite as bad as some people are making it out to be. And that kind of seems to be everything in college football right now. It's like everything's the end of the world. It's like, okay, like, hey, this happened. There was a great piece. I wish I should have wrote down the author's name, but it was on a Substack where he's a professor at Loyola in Chicago. And he wrote about, you know, kind of throughout the history of college sports, like we've dealt with stuff like this, right? Whether it's, you know, what you know, testing the waters of amateurism and the sport has changed so much, right? College sports continue to change. One, you know, once upon a time, athletic scholarships were like frowned upon. It's like, why would you ever, you know, give someone athletic scholarships? Like, this is still a school. It's like things have changed over the course of time. And every time we think we kind of reach this breaking point of, okay, if we go down this alley, it's going to ruin everything. It doesn't happen. So I think we'll be all right, even if it's not, you know, necessarily the format or the number that I would be the biggest fan of.
Stefan, we touched on some of the comments coming out of the SEC, including Lane Kiffin talking about the difference between the SEC stadiums and the Big Ten stadiums. You've covered both conferences. What say you about these stadiums?
I think Kiffin's got a point in some of the environments. I think as you go up and down the list of the SEC, the environments are still, I think, more challenging at the bottom than they are at the bottom of the Big Ten. I've covered games. I covered Mississippi State, right? So I covered them during the Mike Leach year, so they were actually pretty decent. And the Cowbells make a difference. But, you know, the last year I covered them, they weren't very good. It was still a tough environment to play in. Arkansas is still, you know, a tough environment to go to, even if they're not necessarily playing the best. So I'll give him that on the environments. When that video kind of came out originally from Part of My Take of Kiffin talking about, you know, the schedules and like being like, just because it's a tough environment at Florida doesn't mean that Texas should have lost at Florida last year. Like, that's still a bad football team. So it's like, sure, these environments are a little tougher. That's still a terrible team. And it's like, if Maryland has a packed house next year, well, I guess Ohio State's hosting them. But if Ohio State was playing at Maryland next year and it was a packed house and it was this crazy environment, Ohio State should still win that game. They're still way better than Maryland. So I'll give him some points for that, but most of his argument, I looked the other way. I had a tweet in response to that, you know, SEC fans obviously didn't love. Rule of thumb, if your tweet gets over like 50 likes, mute the conversation and don't look at the replies or anything like that. So, like, I just, what he said there I thought was so disingenuous, but I will give him points for the environments. I think that the SEC still holds a bit of an edge, although I think there's a caveat. In Tuscaloosa, Alabama, or in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and I've been to a lot of these, Auburn, Alabama, it's a little bit different than a Maryland fan who lives close to New York City or D.C. Like, there's also different things to do and different things to choose, like what you want to do that factors into this as well.
Stefan, before we get you out of here, what's kind of burning on your brain about the next month or so for Ohio State as they get into official visit season, camp season, all that kind of good stuff?
Well, I think as it pertains to the visits and the recruiting and stuff like that, the quarterback, you know, situation in 2027, it continues to intrigue me, right? Because, you know, Brady Edmonds, you look at some of the measurables and stuff like that. Like, for the past couple of years, I thought this is going to be a guy who's going to be stud at the college level. But you did kind of see, and I'm sure, Patrick, you probably kept up with it a ton, just like the recruiting rankings, they started to fall. They started to move, right? There was kind of this thing that everyone was, you know, silently thinking to themselves. So, like, okay, you read some of the tea leaves, there's some movement here. And then you read, you know, what Ohio State's doing and some of the quarterbacks that they're talking to. I'm just interested to see, do they take two quarterbacks, or if they take a second quarterback, does Brady back out, or do they stick with Brady and he's the only one? I think there's a lot of, you know, pieces over the course of the next few months, and this will probably go until signing day, if I were to guess, with some of these quarterbacks. It's going to be interesting to see it unfold. And then in terms of the team specifically this year, you know, we're not going to see it necessarily, but, you know, Ryan Day told us that all those guys who were hurt for the spring are supposed to be, you know, healthy and ready to go in the summer. And that's a huge step, right? If all those guys, you know, Bo Jackson, Austin Saraville, on and on, are ready to go in the summer and they're full, you know, 100% participants, that changes a lot of, you know, maybe some of the nerves you might have had leaving the spring.
Stefan, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us. Safe travels over to Indy this weekend, buddy. Enjoy the snake pit. I'll be sure to ask for some pictures from you, and we'll check in again soon, all right?
Yeah, you'll get pictures from afar from the snake pit.
See you, man.
See ya.
Stefan Kreischnick, Cleveland.com and the Buckeye Talk podcast with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Hashtag Buckeyes coming at you next. It's the Buckeye Show.
Green with Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we'll talk technology with Rod Cook from Titleist, plus Ohio State coach Lisa Strom, whose Buckeyes are in the NCAAs this weekend at La Costa.
Tita Green with Skip Mossick, Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
Save time, reduce costs, and eliminate printer frustrations with Modern Office Methods, your award-winning managed print services provider. We know how to help your business reduce the cost of office printing by identifying necessary print and paper waste. We can improve your printer fleet and decrease the amount of printer frustration. Why wait? Start saving time and money today. Start with our comprehensive print fleet assessment by going to momnet.com and click on free assessment.
I love the neighborhood where I grew up, but it was tough.
Ohio State National Championship quarterback and former CareSource kid, Cardale Jones.
Football helped me find my direction, but I also needed the right support system. Seeing that CareSource heart around town, I just knew they had my back. That's the kind of difference they still make in neighborhoods like mine. This is so much more than health insurance. CareSource, today and always, trust it. Visit CareSource.com.
Hey, Ohio State fans. Next time that snack craving hits, Burger King has you covered with the O-Fry-O bundle. You get a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, and an 8-piece chicken nuggets, all for just $10. It's perfect snack fuel for one, wherever and whenever you're cheering on the Scarlet and Gray. At BK, have it your way. You rule. Limited time only at participating Ohio area restaurants. BK is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Tax extra.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Call the plumbing, heating, and cooling technicians at the Waterworks and Header today. Call 614-232-2222. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come to a close of our Friday show. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us on your Friday. Hope you have a great weekend, safe weekend. Enjoy the long weekend. Memorial Day for everyone. Brings us to our fan poll, brought to you by JT's Pizza and Pub, online at 971thefan.com or on X at 971thefan. Stefan Kreischnick will say yes to this. Will you be watching the Indy 500? Yes or no? It depends if it's on the TV of where I'm at.
Where will you be?
I will be at my dad's.
Mm. Not at City Tavern watching the last Manchester United game of the season?
No. Also, it's very much different times of day.
The Indy 500 is on right after the United game.
Yeah, but I don't stay anytime past the United game.
You leave your coat sometimes.
Yeah, that is true. That was also past Brandon. That was past Brandon.
That was
did that.
Pre-child?
That was pre-children,
I guess.
I was pre-dog. All right.
No way.
Yeah, I was pre-dog.
I don't think so. I think it was that long ago.
Yeah, it was pre-dog. That was that long ago, Pat. I think I was 5 years old. I was a different man than I was five years ago.
I think that was in, well, whatever.
I don't know. Doesn't matter. Yes, it depends on where I'm at. I would love to go to the Indy 500, though, sometime.
It is fun.
It's a bucket list. You guys went last year, 2 years ago?
We went a few years ago, yeah. Yeah, for a bachelor party.
It seems like a great time.
Yeah.
Maybe you can just bring, like, coolers in.
Yeah, you just bring all your own stuff. You don't pay for stuff.
I mean, you pay for it at the store, then you bring it in.
Well, right, but like you don't pay like venue prices.
Can you pay venue prices?
I don't know.
Do they have?
I assume
like, an ice cold like Miller Lite for you.
I assume if you sit in the stands, then you go.
Were you in the snake pit?
No, we were in the infield.
Oh, okay,
we walked by the snake pit, but they'd also
the specific
moved it, I
ticket
guess.
For that.
Yeah, you. It's its own.
Oh,
ticketed yeah, event.
Nice.
Yeah, so you can't just go.
Will you be watching the Indy 500?
Well, because I was told that it will get put on as soon as the EPL games are over at City Tavern, I imagine so.
Okay.
Because I've got to then pregame the crew game.
Oh, yeah, that is correct. Weird Sunday kick for them this week.
It is, yeah. Yeah. They've actually had a few of those recently.
Yeah, I like them. I like the mixing up of the schedules. Yeah, I'll be watching. Actually, you know what? Willie really likes like race cars, and he'll probably look at the screen and be like, hey, Francesco Bernoulli. I'm like, yeah, that's Francesco Bernoulli. You're exactly right. He's more of a Formula One car, but, you know, the open wing concept, he'll probably like it, actually. So, yeah, he'll probably turn it on at DD and Pop Pop's house for him.
It's very long. It takes forever.
Yeah, it's 500 miles, man.
I guess that's why they call it that, isn't it?
It's not 500 laps, 500 miles, yeah. Super speedway. Yeah, it's not like it's an, you know, you're not in and out in 90 minutes.
You could walk 500 miles.
Well, only if I was with Vanessa. Could I do that? Then I would, for sure.
All right.
Yeah. Reimer didn't get that reference.
No, probably
not. I didn't.
Yeah. Vanessa Carlton?
No.
Okay. Never mind.
No.
All right. Anyway, show's over. See you guys. If you were to pick one Buckeye player to go back on any Buckeye team, Pat, of years past, who would you pick?
Didn't we already do this?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I feel like maybe in years past you go more of a quarterback route.
Oh, I see.
Like of any team.
Okay. Yeah, of any team in Ohio State history.
I think this is one I probably should have thought about since you brought it up earlier. You're going to have to ask me this again next Friday.
Okay, I will ask you again next Friday. We came up with so many different
answers. Yeah, I mean, I just have a lot
answers
of
for different teams. 2015 was one, and I was like, I think if you put Braxton on the 2015 team, and then I stopped for a second and said, wait a minute.
He was.
Braxton was on the 2015 team. But Braxton healthy as a quarterback on that team, I think would be very fun.
Yeah.
Also on the 2014 team, Braxton would be fun. But you know what? We don't have to do that because they won a national championship.
There's a lot of ones where it's like, if this guy had stayed, like that I've thought of in the, you know, that's an easy thing to think about, right? Because they were there, you know, like we were talking about earlier, like if you put Caleb Downs on this team, if Zeke stays another year, you know, maybe you don't get Curtis Samuel maybe you get Curtis Samuel as a receiver, more as a receiver, quicker. Yeah, the hypotheticals are always super interesting, especially this time of year.
If I go basketball, I'd probably do Solinger to stay one more year.
the year. If you're picking any guy to just add another year.
Because the year that they lost to Wichita State, like, they're on the doorstep of back-to-back Final Fours. Yeah. Like, you could have then beat, I think they would have matched up fairly well with Louisville, even though they were a really good team. And then that sets up a national championship with Michigan, which would have been an all-timer.
I cast my
vote. Aaron Kraft against Trey Burke.
I cast my vote for Buckeye football into the future, and I want to do that with Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah, just keep him around.
I want to do it. I would have to go back in the past. This is a thing that is still possibly on the table. It's not on the table, but I guess it technically.
Remember
is.
When he said he wanted
that's
to win
my vote.
Four national championships?
Yeah.
He could still do it if this five with the five.
That's technically
didn't that
true.
Ruling just come out like they're going to pass it?
It sounds like it.
All right.
So. If I want one Buckeye basketball player to stay, I'd probably go Malachi just to see what a sophomore leap would have looked like for him because he would have been
the
leap
guy. With D'Angelo. That would have been.
Or Odin. Or Conley.
Yeah.
Or any of these guys.
Literally any one and done guy.
Bryce Sensabaugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Ben Simmons. Is his career different if he plays another year at LSU? Like,
I think.
Does he learn how to shoot the basketball?
In my mind, like while we're. Yeah, I think. No, I don't think he does. I think in my mind, too, I'm like thinking of other schools and like who they're bringing back. And like the Carolina basketball discussion is.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I mean, that would take days.
Yeah.
For you to do.
Yeah.
Like LSU basketball, we were mentioning like Ben Simmons. Could he go back? Shaq? Like, what does he look like?
Right. I mean,
what's he doing?
Look at the Duke and Kentucky teams with all those one and dones.
Yeah.
Like, and of course,
John Wall.
Everyone's answer when they actually get to the league was, oh, yeah, I actually wanted to come back. And then why didn't you?
John Calipari told me I couldn't.
Yeah.
Is why. Because our next recruiting class was better than the one that just came in.
They just replaced me.
Yeah. I mean, he told those guys, like, you're not allowed to come back. Like, you have to go to the
league. And that has a knock-on effect, right? Because if those guys do come back, then the guys that replace them go elsewhere.
Yeah.
And
Buckeyes.
Yeah,
they're Buckeyes. Yeah. Then we're having a whole different conversation. One, you know how they say, like, if you make one change to history in the past,
the
butterfly effect, then it changes everything. I get it now.
What if Cooper Flagg stayed in this year's class and it's him and Cam Boozer? If Cooper Flagg comes to Duke, then he may go to UConn.
What if Cooper Flagg went to Maine?
Yeah,
what if he just went to Maine? Like, that would be pretty cool.
A tournament team.
Yeah,
that's the hypothetical that everyone wants to put out there. What if you put this pro on the worst team?
LeBron James.
Yeah.
Bring him back to Buckeye basketball. Pat, I had a great time with you here this weekend. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend, all right?
I will do my best.
Everyone, have a great weekend. We will talk to you. We're not here on Monday. Reimer, you're here on Monday.
I am.
For Fan Sports Memorial Day. So listen to Reimer from noon to 3:40, and then we will be back with the Buckeye Show on Tuesday. Everyone, have an awesome weekend. Something else is up next right here on The Fan.
Common man, a radio veteran, has a large hemorrhoid. Timmy Hall, a good clean boy. Moonlight, Sandman's hemorrhoid. Common man and Timmy.
Weekdays at 3.